The first state-of-the-art carbon map of Ghana, which is also the first in the entire West Africa sub-region, has been launched in Accra. This is to help improve on carbon emission from deforestation and degradation, as well as prepare the country for the emerging carbon market. The project is a cooperative agreement with state agencies, research institutes, and universities in Ghana and abroad. Cynthia Boateng was at the launch and now reports.
Carbon is the fourth most common chemical element in existence after hydrogen, helium, and oxygen. Mapping and monitoring carbon in forest regions, particularly the tropics, has attracted a great deal of attention around the globe. This is because the gas poses a threat to climate change. Speaking at a launch, the coordinator of the project, Professor Yadrin Damahir from Oxford University, said the map has the ability to estimate the distribution and total amount of carbon stored in trees across the country. He said the carbon map can also help determine which regions or districts have the potential for preserving the carbon for the emerging market. Mr. Mahir was of the view that the map can serve as a compensation mechanism for reducing carbon emissions in order to meet the demands of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Representatives from organizations such as the Forestry Commission, the Nature Conservation and Research Center, and the Environmental Change Institute, Oxford University, shared views on how the map can be improved for effective usage.
Cynthia Boateng reporting.